I'm Carla Hall from ABC's The Chew and the author of Carla's Comfort Foods, Favorite Dishes from Around the World. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
Welcome back again. It's the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. till noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm William Lewis, managing partner and sommelier of the winery Tustin in Newport Beach. Today, I'm guest hosting the show with Andy. Keep up with us on social media, www.socalrestaurantshow.com, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And Sir William, thank you so much. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. And sorry to get you up so early, William. I know it was a late night for you last night, but I can see you're in the groove now.
That's
you
it.
Know, you got that real mellow voice.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm liking that. William, I love it when you can combine a fun event with a good cause. And there's something that I've noticed that's out there. I've been out there for a couple of years. It's actually been out there longer than that, but just kind of came into my awareness orbit in the last 2 years. And it's this wild event called Canstruction that's done in key cities around the world. We tapped into the Long Beach event last year. And the long and short of it is five teams of architects and designers get together to compete mano a mano, creating these dazzling installations made out of cans of food. And the two that really impressed me last year was the Queen Mary, that was pretty impressive, and a diving bell. And the cause part of it is when it's all done, these cans of food, edible cans of food, are donated in this case to Food Finders, which is a very respected food bank in Long Beach. Anyway, the competition is coming up again this year, and it's a pleasure to welcome one of the competitors to the show, Willetta McCullough, and she is the Vice President of Environ Architects. And in my mind, they're going to be doing one of the most impressive installations. So it's a pleasure to welcome Willetta McCullough to the show for the first time. Good morning, Willetta.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
You know, we are doing terrific, Willetta. Hey, you know, Saturday morning, I mean, this is the place to be. Willetta, give us a little bit more of the background about what Canstruction is and why you wanted to get your firm, Environ Architects, involved in this great benefit.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, all of the cans that we build our structure with are given to Food Finders, and they distribute that to people who are in need in Long Beach. And there are needy people everywhere, but it's close to our heart, of course, because it is Long Beach. We selected green eggs and ham because it does quite a few things. First of all, you know, the opportunity to build something together is using a building block as humble as it can be very challenging. It's very fun. It's a team building effort with a good cause. Now, we went on to choose green eggs and ham because it does several things for us. Number one, it's easily recognizable. So if you're building something, you want people to know what it is. It's got great color, great structure. It's not easy to build, but you know, it's that column shape that we're using a hat to hold the green eggs and ham platter. It's about nutrition and food getting into the right hands. And really, it links further to literacy because green eggs and ham is usually read to children in their early years. And a lot of parents and children hold it dear to their heart, but there are a lot of kids who, when they reach their grade level, 57% of the kids in Long Beach don't read at their grade level. So there's a goal out there to make sure that kids in the third grade can read. If you can get food and water, that's the basics, then you can start thinking about getting at least one book in your house. So that's why we chose green eggs and ham.
Well, Willetta, it's a real clever concept and colorful, and we look forward to seeing the realization of that. And for our listeners that might not be familiar with Dr. Seuss and Green Eggs and Ham, Dr. Seuss was one of the foremost authors of children's books that passed away a few years ago. And there's a definite Southern California connection here because his studio was in La Jolla. So he's a local guy, but you know, Dr. Seuss is known internationally and has a touch of whimsy. Well, Letta, what is the theme for this year? Because also you've tied in well with the theme.
Yes, it's the theme is breakfast can make a difference. And we take that further and say it's a classic, make it fun. So everybody get out there and find something different to eat. It'll give you different nutrition, and the wider your nutrition choices are, the healthier you'll be.
Absolutely. Now, we'll let it give our listeners the nuts and bolts of this, when this is built, how the public can watch, how they can participate in this, because, you know, it's definitely interactive, and our listeners can get involved in this. And again, food banks are in such terrific need right now. As you mentioned earlier, they're hungry people everywhere, and the demands on food banks right now are overwhelming. So the wonderful part of this program is everybody can have fun. Everybody can be entertained, but at the end of the day, people that are hungry are fed, and nothing can be more positive than that in my mind.
Okay, I'd be glad to give you that information. Just cut me off if I get too wordy here. So anyway, the build day is next Thursday, September 17th, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., and it'll be on display through September 27th, and at the end of that, food finders will deconstruct it and distribute it where they need to distribute it. It is going to be at the Landmark Square Building lobby at 111 West Ocean at the corner of Pacific and Ocean. And there are five teams competing. We've got 12 hours to build it in, and we need to stay within a space of 10 foot by 10 foot by 10 foot. And each structure will use approximately 2,000 cans of food.
Wow.
And each can is almost a pound, so that's a lot of weight to deal with. Visitors can vote if they want to, and there are several awards or categories. One is structural integrity. Another is best use of materials, best meal, a juror's favorite, and a people's choice. So as an architectural firm, we're participating in this. The other competitors are also architectural engineering firms. We are partnering with California Resources Corporation to create this sculpture. So we're really grateful for our participants to help us out with this.
Wow. And the other key piece of information, for people to get more information, what's the best website?
Oh, that would be www.canstructionlongbeach.org.
Okay, very good. Sounds like it's a great event. This is my first time hearing about it, so we're excited. Best of luck to you.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, if nothing else, William, you'll definitely see the pictures.
Absolutely.
All right.
And Willetta, in terms of your team, how many people will you have actually during that build time? How many people will be on the floor trying to put all this thing together?
Well, there are five people allowed to participate in the actual build within the 10 by 10 space. But on the other side, you can have probably another five. So the total team members will be five, and we will probably trade off in our firm sometime during the 12 hours so that we can keep business going, which is why we're here. But, 10.
And how have you been rehearsing for this? Because, I mean, again, this is staged, it's timed. That's a lot of weight that you have to move around in a fairly short period of time and a very specific design.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have put together a team build book, and we address each layer one by one. We have it constructed now in our office, and we're still working on it as we speak. So we'll be assembling it layer by layer. The cans will be staged and numbered and labeled as to how we'll put it together. So it's just like a building that we're putting together. And we have a random column placement structure We're using architectural methods to build this item.
And the trickiest part has been getting the platter of green eggs and ham right, correct?
Yeah, I bet.
Well, yeah. Now that you bring that up, yes, that's true.
You know, the devil is in the details,
Loretta.
What can I tell you?
It is.
And I think it's important for our audience to know that when this is all done, a minimum of 10,000 pounds of food will be donated to Food Finders. I mean, again, that is just an incredible achievement. What a clever way of trying to increase donations for a very worthy food bank. So, Willetta, you and all of your colleagues at Environ Architects partnered with California Resources Corporation, you're to be congratulated for getting involved in this because this is a volunteer effort. It's going to be hundreds of hours for your firm by the time this is all done. But, you know, this is community involvement, and this is what brings people together. But again, on behalf of the SoCal Restaurant Show, this is a very worthy cause to support. And I love the way that you've jumped in this with both feet or both triangles, as it may be. And, you know, I guess OSHA is not going to have anything to say about the construction, right?
No, God forbid any can should fall on anyone.
Let's not even go there. One more time, Willetta, on the date, the location, and the website for more information.
Yes, the date is September 17th, 8 a.m. to p.m., 111 West Ocean at Pacific and Ocean. And the website is www.canstructionlongbeach.org.
Willetta McCullough, Environ Architects. Good luck next week, and thanks for sharing this with our listeners.
Thank you. We'll see you in the lobby.
You can count on it. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're taking a short time out. When we return, it's the Joy of Sake Festival coming up next Saturday in Las Vegas. We're proudly presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.